If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But there are two guys who, if they just had like scouting 101, you just sit in a room with them, I don't say a single damn word unless I have a question about, but they just show me how to scout.
Yeah.
It would be either Scott McLuhan or John Dorsey.
I do feel like this has gone a long way for you in the Shedeur Sanders profile, and I like that it's gone a long way for you.
Well, why it matters to me is a fair amount of guys in the NFL, there's really only one or two franchises or one or two trees that just get how to find quarterbacks. And McLuhan and Dorsey are part of that. In that Ron Wolf tree, the Ted Thompson tree, however you want to kind of define it. And, you know, you look at Scott, like, guys, if the worst thing we can say about his quarterback tree is he said, take Baker with the number one pick. Well, I think that bears fruit now after, what, two, three years in Tampa Bay.
Well, so think about it for a second, and this is just, it's kind of just been like sirens going off in my brain right now. The idea that, who did Baker grow up idolizing? It was Brett Favre. Yeah. Why do you think he grew up idolizing Brett Favre? It's because he saw a lot of himself in Brett Favre. Mm-hmm. And I love the idea that when I brought up to Scott, like, all right, so when you see Baker and then when you see Shedeur, is it the same, what you're talking about, that it factor, that reason? And I've always wondered why I love Baker as much as I did to then turn around and love Shedeur as much as I did. And I think it's because they both carry the same traits, some of the same traits that Brett Favre carried, which makes maybe I'm just on the same wavelength as Scott McLuhan when it comes to quarterbacks. But like, we clearly see the you call it the it factor. He said that's what he said many times, the it factor. But the idea that all his teammates rally around him, everyone that he's around, he just makes better. Like those type of guys, like there is something to those guys. They obviously draw me in, they draw Scott in as well.
Well, and I we've always loved the Baker comparison because physically they're good athletes, but they're not elite athletes, right? Like that's not, even Baker, like Baker has a nice arm. Baker doesn't blow you away with his arm. It's everything all together with Baker. And that's, I will tell you, if you like Shedeur, it's the entirety of the physical package, not one thing specifically.
No, but I think so much of this is detached from even just the football aspect of it. It's the other qualities that make you a quarterback and can make you a star quarterback that go beyond just what you can do on the football field itself. And you can tell when Scott was describing a lot of Shedeur, some of the same things he described with Baker, which goes back to some of the same things you'd find with Brett Favre. Like there are just so many things. And he started to go down that story, and we've heard the story before, the one that Hugh Jackson actually retold a lot of times. That's why I jumped in. I was like, the Pied Piper story, because that's it, where Baker would just make a little noise, and then all the teammates would just come running to him like he was the Pied Piper. And it's little things like that that Shedeur possesses as well. And even going into what happens on the sideline and all the teammates rallying around him, all that, all the little things that go beyond that obviously make a big difference.
I also like the idea that Scott said, play him immediately. Like that, they're like, yeah. Because it's tricky. Like just because you're the first pick in the draft doesn't mean you're ready to play week one. Just because you're a fifth round pick, or in the case of like Russell Wilson, doesn't mean you're not ready to start early in your NFL career. I don't want to put all the eggs in the basket of this year for Shedeur and Dylan Gabriel, but I'd like to unwrap that present as much as I possibly can this year to make an informed decision going forward.
Hey, Scott believes the moment that you do that, that you're done looking for a quarterback and that's it.
I hope he's right. I do.
I hope he's right, too.
How about the Dylan Gabriel stuff?
He did not like Dylan Gabriel.
No.
He did not. That was as nice as you could be about Dylan Gabriel.
And, well, and he just said career backup, which is not, it, like, that's, he doesn't view that as a slander.
Well, if you would have told Dylan Gabriel that before he was taken in the third round, when he was projected for the sixth or seventh round, yes, he'd probably happily sign up to be a career backup.
If you gave Dylan, if you said, Dylan, I'm going to give you, Case Keenum, who is an undrafted free agent, by the way. I'm going to give you Case Keenum's career. Case has made about $60 million in his career. He's been a starter a couple times, but he's now a journeyman backup quarterback. And there's a massive value in that. I think Dylan Gabriel would take that tomorrow. You are the left-handed Case Keenum.
I think he would too. I think as of right now, though, he doesn't have to see himself that way because he genuinely believes, I would imagine he believes, that he can win a starting job this year and have a chance to prove himself.
I mean, I just think, like, I think it really matters, like, when somebody says, Shador has all the tools you need, and hey, that other guy doesn't, and that guy happens to have been part of organizations that didn't, it's not just Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson, it's Baker, it's Matt Hasselbeck, it's Mark Brunell, like, the quarterback studies that he's been around, they haven't really missed.
Okay, the worry I have, though, and if you listen, you're 100% right. The worry I have, though, is that I don't know through what we've seen that the Browns necessarily care about the other intangible things and care about kind of what made Baker special and what I think makes Shador special. I don't know that the Browns have given me any sort of clue that that's something that they prioritize. I think there's so much what happens on the field when so much of this game is also what happens off the field, and that includes just right after plays ended.
My just honest to God hope, I really, really hope upon wish, is that when they're all out there, the it factor matters. That's no disrespect to anybody else. And when I say it factor, I do mean the leadership part. Because I just think if Kevin is going, I really hope Kevin learned his lesson with Baker. Where, guys, we can talk about Baker and, you know, the scheme fit or any of the guys. I think Kevin soured on Baker because of the leadership stuff. And Baker wanted to lead Kevin. Like, Baker would call Kevin out.
It would have been perfect for Kevin.
But I think when you're a young coach, that feels like a threat.
I know.
And I kind of feel like Shador is that same. That is the thing that I do like, the crossover that you've talked about. The thing I like most about Shador is the leadership stuff.
I know, and I don't know that they're going to value that, and they should.
But I think, like, can Kevin learn that lesson from 4 years ago?
Yeah, I mean, again, it's yet to be determined, right? I mean, they stuck with Deshaun Watson. Obviously, they paid him a lot of money, but it's not like we had a bunch of glowing reports about teammates gravitating and loving Deshaun Watson.
No, that's fair. Well, to me, it's so funny. Like, we're gonna talk about this earlier in the show, and then because of reorganizing stuff so we could get Scott in here, it wasn't something we kept on the docket. But, like, I don't, when it comes to, like, let Shador be Shador, I don't give a rip about any of the video stuff or his team with guys like Boog. Like, I don't care about the music stuff. Like, to me, letting Shador be Shador means, are you going to let him lead the team?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's, like,
and Scott's telling you that's, like, one of the best assets and one of the best traits that he has. And watching him and going to Colorado and seeing how, now again, it's more than just when the play ends, Nick. It's the idea that even Travis Hunter, that story told with him and Travis Hunter. How many people are telling Travis Hunter and screaming at him that way, and then getting Travis Hunter that's his best friend, obviously. There's a connection there, but, like, that's the type of stuff that you just don't see every day.
We haven't even gotten to my favorite part of the entire interview.
I know what it was.
I mean,
he didn't say his name right at all.
That's funny. Oh my God, I wasn't even thinking about that.
Oh, that was clearly your favorite part. No.
Oh no, him. So
Shador.
I don't know that Keith will actually put out these videos because I was. You can see in the videos, I am cracking up every time he says Shador.
When you were doing it, I was like, oh no, Keith's not putting these out at all now.
And I was like,
This is Baskin eating during an interview. It's just not happening
earlier,
now.
Earlier, I actually did a good job. You can see, you probably see my belly shaking, but I'm like looking right at the mic. And the time where I couldn't tell if he was getting ready to speak or not. And right as I went to open my mouth, he said Shador. I had to turn off my microphone and I just had to hide my face because it was so funny just because of the conversations we've had about...
I never saw this coming. We had Greg Rosenthal yesterday, or 2 days ago, did the same exact thing. We've obviously played a lot of clips of Chase Daniel and other people doing it. I never thought Shador was a hard name.
Well, no, I think it's just... I think for Scott, Scott and Chase, they have like a Southern accent or twang.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah. Now, Greg, I don't know what the hell that's about.
Yeah,
that dude is about as East Coast as it possibly gets. That one I don't get.
So it's a Southern thing.
Well, no, I think it makes sense with a Southern accent.
Yeah, I never thought about it that way.
Now, that being said, my favorite part was when it was just like, yeah, that Brock Purdy thing, I wouldn't have done that. Because he's right. Like, this is, like, it's $55 million a year. He's not that good of a quarterback. Like, the argument that, so... Okay.
We're seeing a lot of quarterbacks, by the way, get paid. In the past couple years, we watched Tua get paid. We watched Jordan Love get paid off of 9 games. We watched Trevor Lawrence get paid while not being particularly impressive. Like, at least Brock Purdy, you know you're dependent on Brock Purdy's people around Brock Purdy. But he led the league in passer rating 2 years ago. He was fourth in league MVP. He made it to a Super Bowl. Like, at least you know if you put the pieces around him, he can get you there.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If they go 5-12 this year with Brock Purdy, that contract will age as poorly as Trevor Lawrence's did, where Trevor Lawrence, like 5 games into last year, everyone's like, man, they really should have waited.
Listen, we've all watched Brock Purdy play. I don't think there's anybody that can tell you that Brock Purdy's like great and someone that is even worthy of a contract that starts with 5. But I don't know. It is at least nice to know that if you put the right pieces around him, you can get to the place you need to get to.
In an offseason where Kirk Cousins, who is Kyle Shanahan's dream quarterback, in an offseason where they could have had Shador, in an offseason where you could have gone a lot of ways if you're San Francisco.
Well, now you're just tied to him.
Yeah, now.
I mean, that's the hard part for me. Like, it's not just a bet on, like, will he become anything better than what we've seen? Like, this is, you got a ball and chain around your leg now.
And listen, I think Shanahan and Lynch are about as gilded as you can possibly be in San Francisco. This is the kind of deal where if they're wrong on him and they pay him and he sinks this thing for 2 or 3 years, unless you hit on somebody on the other side very quickly, or unless they draft and develop a guy very quickly. I mean, this is 4 years of a guy who's already, I mean, from year two to where he is now, it is night and day, and I think it can get a lot worse from here. And also just his honesty on, like, I would not have done that, and the Shador. I like both of those things.
Brock Purdy's another one of those guys that falls into that category of milquetoast, doesn't have that it factor that Scott was talking about, the things around the field that isn't necessarily on the field.
216-474-0092. I can admit, when Scott McLuhan, with all the quarterback bona fides, when he says the things he says about Shador, it does make me feel a hell of a lot better about this quarterback situation. More from Scott McLuhan and what he said about the Browns quarterback spot coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.